Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live lesson, we're building a simple noise snare with real jungle character. And the whole point here is speed and authenticity, not a complicated synth masterpiece, but shaped noise, a focused little bit of tone, and the right kind of dirt. By the end, you'll have a drum rack snare you can reuse, plus a few ready-to-drop variations, a tight clean one, a more classic jungle one, and a darker heavier one. Let's go. First, set your session up like you actually mean to write drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 172. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip with a basic 2-step. Kick on beat 1, and snares on beats 2 and 4. The reason we start here is simple. A snare can sound amazing solo, and then completely fall apart once the groove is moving. We're going to design this in context. Now, create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. We're going to build this snare on pad D1. Open the chain list inside the drum rack and create 3 chains. Name them Noise, Body, and Transient. Transient is optional, but in a busy jungle or DNB mix, it's the difference between nice snare and snare that actually reads through breaks and bass. Let's start with the noise layer. This is the SHHH, the air, the splash. Drop an operator on the noise chain. In operator, we're basically using it as a noise generator. Set oscillator at noise white. If you already know you want darker, you can pick pink instead, but start with white so you can hear what you're doing. Now the key, the amp envelope. This is what makes noise become a snare instead of a hi-hat. Set attack to 0. Set decay around 90 to 140 milliseconds. Keep sustain all the way down. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. If you're not sure, start with decay at 110 ms and release at 40 ms. That should feel snappy, but not clicky. Right after operator, add auto filter. Set it to band pass, BP 12 or BP 24. This is the classic move. Sample jungle snares often have a very specific band of noise emphasized, not full spectrum hiss. Set the filter frequency somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Start at about 3.3 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 0.8 to 1.4. You want character, but don't push it into a whistle. Add some drive on the filter too, around 2 to 6 dB for bite. Here's a really useful jungle snap trick. Turn on the filter envelope in auto filter. Give it an amount of maybe 10 to 25, and set the envelope decay around 80 to 140 ms. What that does is it lets the noise start a little brighter and then tuck in quickly, so you get crack without leading a long fizzy tail. After auto filter, add saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And do yourself a favor, level match. After you add drive, pull the output down so it's about the same loudness. Loud always sounds better, even when it's worse. Then add EQ 8. High pass the noise, usually somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. The noise layer does not need low end. If it's sandpapery or harsh, do a gentle wide dip around 6 to 8 kHz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. That harsh band can make your whole mix feel cheap, so tame it early. Cool, that's the air. Now the body layer. This is the thwack, the weight, the part that makes it feel like a snare hit instead of just a spray of noise. Drop another operator on the body chain. Set oscillator to sign for clean, or triangle if you want it a little richer. Now tune it. This is more important than people think. Try 180 to 220 Hz for that woody jungle knock, or 240 to 320 Hz if you're aiming a bit tighter and more modern. Start at 200 Hz and listen. Set the amp envelope. Attack 0, decay around 60 to 120 ms, sustain down, release around 30 to 80 ms. Now, optional but extremely effective, a tiny pitch drop. In operator's pitch envelope, set amount to minus 6 to minus 18 semitones and a very short decay, like 20 to 60 ms. Keep it subtle. You're not making a tom. You're just adding that little dupe at the front that reminds your brain of old sampler hits. Add EQ 8 to after operator. If you're getting unnecessary low sub energy, low cut around 60 to 90 Hz, then you can gently boost around your fundamental, like 200 or 220 Hz, plus 2 dB with a medium Q. If it sounds boxy, cut around 350 to 600 Hz by a couple dB. Then add drum bus. This is where you can get that jungle smack fast. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch at 0 to 10%, and be careful, crunch can get nasty fast. If it needs more knock, raise transient, maybe plus 5 up to plus 20. Boom is usually off for snares, but if you want extra thud, use it very subtly, like 10 to 25% around 180 Hz. The goal is weight. not a subsnare that fights your bass line. Now the transient layer. This is the needle that pins the snare in the center of the mix. Drop a simpler on the transient chain and load a clicky rimshot, a short snare edge, or even a tiny noise burst. If you want instant authenticity, grab a microscopic slice from a break and use that as your transient. That's basically cheating, and I fully support it. Set simpler to one shot. Adjust decay to around 30 to 80 ms. You want it to speak, then get out of the way. And EQ 8. High pass pretty aggressively, like 1 to 2 kHz, so this layer doesn't add body, it just adds definition. If needed, a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Then saturator with just 1 to 4 dB of drive for presence. And big mix note, keep this transient layer quiet. The rule is, you should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't really notice it when it's on. If you can obviously hear a click, it's probably too loud. Alright, now we glue everything together. On the drum rack pad channel, the post-chain area for D1, add a compressor or glue compressor. Use a gentle ratio 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 ms so the transient still pops. Release around 80 to 150 ms. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing it, you're just making the layers behave like one instrument. After compression, add EQ 8 for final polish. If it's too sharp, dip 4 to 6 kHz a little. If it's too dull, add a gentle shelf above 8 to 10 kHz, like plus 1 or 2 dB. And if it fights your hats, consider a small dip around 10 to 12 kHz. This is one of those less is more moments. Then add utility. Keep this snare fairly mono forward. If you want, set width around 80 to 100%. A lot of classic jungle snares punch because they're centered and confident, not wide and pretty. Now we add jungle character. This is the old sampler vibe stage. Pick one, or stack lightly, but don't overdo it. Option 1. Redux. Put redux after compression. Try bit reduction around 10 to 14, and sample rate around 12 to 22 kHz. Go subtle. You want texture, not a broken radio. Option 2. Erosion. Set it to noise mode, around 5 to 9 kHz, amount 0.2 to 1.2. This adds that fizzy digital grit that can feel very jungle when it's controlled. Option 3. Frequency shifter for micro movement. Fine plus 10 to plus 40 Hz, and dry slash wet 2 to 8%. It adds a slightly unstable resampled vibe. Now, a quick coaching checkpoint that will make your snares better immediately. Stop designing only by vibes and start designing to a target tail length and peak. For peak, a lot of producers end up with snare channel peaks around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS before master processing. Don't obsess over the exact number, but keep it consistent. For tail length, listen for the audible tail, often around 120 to 220 milliseconds total. If your noise tail is too long, it smears into hats and ghosts, and the groove feels slower. It's not just messy, it changes the perceived tempo. Now let's do a masking audit, because soloing lies. Loop one bar with kick, bass, and your break if you have one. Toggle your snare rack on and off. If the groove loses excitement when you turn it off, you're reinforcing. If it gets clearer when you turn it off, your snare is fighting the break. That means you need less tail, different mid focus, or less top. Let's put it in a real jungle context. Drop a break on an audio track, Amen style or Think, whatever you've got. High pass the break a little, around 100 to 180 Hz, so your kick and subone the bottom. Now layer your design snare with the break snare. If it flams, use tiny timing offsets. Sometimes plus or minus 5 milliseconds is all it takes. In Ableton you can use track delay, or nudge the MIDI slightly. The goal is one confident hit, not two hits arguing. Add ghost notes. In your snare MIDI, add very low velocity hits just before or after the main snare, like near the end of the bar in 16 THS. Keep velocities around 10 to 35. This is that rolling talking drum feel. And here's a subtle trick. Keep the main snare locked on 2 and 4, and do the swing with ghosts or transient layers only. That way you get funk without losing the march that makes jungle drive. For depth, don't slap a big reverb directly on the snare. Make a return track with reverb. Set decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Then send the snare subtly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Jungle often has space, but it's not washy. It's like a small room that you feel more than you hear. Now a couple advanced variations you can try fast. First, a rim-leaning jungle snap. Duplicate your body chain. Tune it higher, like 500 to 900 Hz. Triangle wave. Super short decay, like 30 to 70 ms. Low pass it around 2 to 3 kHz so it doesn't clang. Blend it in quietly until you feel a stick edge. Second, metallic resample flavor. Put frequency shifter before saturation on the noise chain. Set it to ring mod. Fine around 150 to 600 Hz, dry slash wet 3 to 10%. Then find the whistle frequency and notch it with a narrow EQ dip. That's that classic weird sampled edge. Third, wood plus paper. Darker minimal top. Switch to pink noise. Lower your band pass to around 2 to 3 kHz. Keep noise short and give the body a slightly longer decay, like 90 to 150 ms. Then shelf cut above 8 to 10 kHz on the rack so it doesn't sound too modern. And one more powerful sound design extra, if your top end hangs around too long, use multiband dynamics on the rack and control only the high band with faster timing. You're making the snare flash bright, then disappear. That's a very edited one-shot behavior. Okay, mini exercise time. I want you to build 3 macros so this rack becomes an instrument. Macro 1. Snap. Map it to the noise auto filter frequency, and maybe a small amount of noise saturator drive. Snap is basically brightness and bite. Macro 2. Body. Map it to the body operator level, and a small fine tune on the body frequency. This is your weight and tuning control. Macro 3. Grit. Map it to redux amount or erosion amount, depending on what you used. Now make 3 variations. Variation is tight and clean. Short decay, minimal grit. Variation B is classic jungle. Medium decay, light redux or light erosion. Variation C is dark and heavy. Pink noise, lower band pass, more drum bus drive, but keep the tail controlled. Drop them into an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4. Variation A. Bars 5 to 6. Variation B. Bars 7 to 8. Variation C with a tiny extra reverb send for lift. That's arrangement thinking. Character changes, not just turn it up in the drop. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If your noise decay is too long, it becomes a hi-hat splash and masks the break tops. If you have no mid-focus, especially around 180 to 300 Hz, it won't read like a snare. If you oversaturate the whole rack, you lose transient and it turns to cardboard. If your noise is too wide, it'll sound impressive solo and weak in the mix. And always level match when processing, otherwise you're just picking louder. Final recap. Jungle snare character is noise shaping plus a focused body tone plus controlled grit. Use operator for noise and tone. Sculpt with auto filter, saturator and EQ. Add drum bus for smack, and optional redux or erosion for that old sampler bite. This audio version is shortened for playback.